In Sanskrit, he said that the glories of this Chaitanya Saraswat Mart are going all over the world. And when Srila Govinda Maharaj joined his Gurudev, at that time he was 17 years of age, and when he was resting, he would climb up and down the flagpole. But he actually is the carrier of that flagpole, as everyone here today knows very well. And he is so mercifully, Rishabhdev Prabhu told, taking the grace of his Gurudev. And you also know, so many today I know, how intimately he was connected with Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who first gave Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to the Western world, to the whole world. And he published Back to Godhead magazine in 1944, first distributor of Back to Godhead magazine was Srila Govinda Maharaj. So that is very joyful for us, and he graciously is giving us all the chance to continue that mission of Back to Godhead. I don't want to say any more. You've come to hear from His Divine Grace. Also Sripad Jonardhan Maharaj is here, and a few words from His Holiness, I think, will be very auspicious for us all. I only want to pray at the lotus feet of Srila Govinda Maharaj, side by side with you all, that his stay will be very happy here. I know it will be very happy. I know it's already very happy. And his divine affection for all the devotees may overflow in the hearts of all. Jai Srila Govinda Maharaj.
So we are very happy today to be able to receive here in San Jose, again, His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa, Paravajakacharya Ashtatara Satashi Shimad, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj. Srila, as we all have had this great fortune of being in the association of Srila Govinda Maharaj, then we can see shining through him the conception which is given by Srila Bhakti Rakak Shirardev Goswami Maharaj, in which he is Srila Govinda Maharaj's own property. It is Srila Guru Maharaj has explained that our line is living line. We are not established on the basis of what has been built in the past and constructed, but it is flowing continually. And Guru Maharaj has given the example of the Ganga, of the Ganges, how it is flowing. And those who are expert, they can trace that continual living flow of that divine line. So our line, especially we see in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Srila Kaviraj Goswami is giving special importance to the position of the Siksha Guru, that highest position given, and Srila Guru Maharaj always explaining that our real line of devotion is coming through Siksha. Otherwise, why anyone will approach a Guru in the first place and take shelter of his lotus feet, if not coming through there, that special mercy of the Lord. So we find that since the divine presence of Srila Guru Maharaj and also Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, that the whole world is thirsty for that nectar which is given out by those great souls who have continual mercy upon the fallen souls. And I am considering myself in that category of fallen soul. Then our real shelter we will get by looking for who is the carrier and living representative of that divine line. And I'm trying to say that, but we all know that Srila Govinda Maharaj, were it not for his presence, who will give this mercy out generously to everyone? I know Srila Govinda Maharaj is shy to hear his own praises. Therefore, I feel sitting next to him a little bit inhibited to speak. That is, I don't want to make him uncomfortable. But it is our fact that our shelter is in this way, and we want to encourage everyone. That is why we are going out and preaching, why we are going out and talking to persons, because we know that actually here is substance and can be given to them what they are all looking for. So we are happy today that all of you will come. And we wish that in the future it will always be so, that it will grow and grow. And I can say that it is, as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said about Srila Guru Maharaj, he said, "I am happy that there is at least one person that Srila Maharaj, there is one person who can carry my line and present it." He said that when Srila Guru Maharaj presented those prayers in the commemorating the disappearance of Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur. He heard from Srila Guru Maharaj and was so satisfied with his conception. And he gave to Srila Guru Maharaj that full property of the protection and the continuance of the Sri Rupa Nuga line. Then, why Srila Guru Maharaj for so many years and from the very beginning said, after several weeks of Govinda Maharaj's arrival, that if I can give some proper training, he will continue with that divine responsibility. He will be my successor. That means that Rupa Nuga line. Then, as we heard that from Sripad Bhaktiananda Sagar Maharaj, he's talking that verse of Guru Maharaj giving the glories of the dignity of the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, how in the future that flag will be showing the full realm and full glories of Guru Maharaj's mission throughout the whole world, then that integral part of that mission, it is not just buildings and it is not just deities, but it is that living representative. And through his special benediction, we see all over the world, hundreds and hundreds, many countries, they are coming for taking shelter. Just now, Srila Govinda Maharaj has come with his party from Prague, Czechoslovakia. Actually not called Czechoslovakia anymore, it's Czech called Republic. Czech Republic. That is, they have separated from Slovakia, that part. But there in Prague, Srila Govinda Maharaj was receiving daily more than 200 devotees, what to speak of the other guests who had come. And they came, 30 from Russia, 10 from Turkey, from Sweden, from Hungary, from England, from all over Europe. This is what it means, the living representative of Srila Guru Maharaj and the protector of the Rupa Nuga line. So we are happy to have with us today Srila Govinda Maharaj. He has taken some we can say, some special trip here for our benefit. That is, Maharaj is traveling and on a rigorous schedule. We are so happy that he has given us a place in his divine heart. Jai Sri Govinda Maharaj.
ओम अज्ञान द्विरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः नाम श्रेष्ठतमलोपि शची पुत्रवक्त्र स्वरूपं युवपंक्ति सागर जमुरुकुलीन माथुरीं गोष्ठवाटीं राधाकुंडं गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवासं प्राप्तु यस्य प्रसिद्ध कृपया श्री गुरु तगनतोस्मि नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्नि गौरातिशे नम वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय विश्ववासिल भक्तिरुक्त श्रीधर देव गोस्वामी महाराज की जय। ओम विश्ववासिल भक्तिरुक्त गोस्वामी महाराज की जय। भगवान शिष्य भक्ति सिद्धांत धरती गोस्वामी ठाकुर की जय। सवार सुमन महाप्रभु की जय। रूपाल गुरुवर्ग की जय। हरिराम संकीर्तन की जय। हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। ऑल द असेंबलेड डिवोटीज की जय। All the honorable gentlemen, ladies and children, ki jai. Goal from our
name. Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Paribrajaka Charya Varja Ashtatara Sata Shri Jagadguru Shri Tsumad Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj ki
jai. Honorable gentlemen, Vaishnava Vrinda and ladies, beloved children, I am feeling so fortunate today, especially come in this country and our old ashram, this San Jose Sri Chaitanya Shashwat Math, it is called Chaitanya Shashwat Seva Ashram, and manifested as ladies branch by the grace of Srila Guru Gauranga and by the service of the lady devotees. This manifestation, very happy manifestation, I feel in my heart. And when I enter into this ashram and temple room, I have seen Mahaprabhu. How much happy. Mahaprabhu himself wants to take puja from the devotee. And it is his own desire. We are the supplier ingredients for worshipping of Mahaprabhu by mind, bhavli and physically with devotion. When I entered, I have seen the face of the devotees here, moved up the devotional manifestation within all assembled. The gentlemen, ladies and the children, unique devotional manifestation. My English very poor, I cannot express properly, but you are all qualified. You will take it in your heart. Must you will understand the meanings. Anyhow, today is great joyful day, because this is first time I met with all these ashram members and the supporters of this ashram. Externally, also internally, you have done some Guru Puja. Sripad Janardhan Maharaj said, the great soul and his fallen soul. The every Vaishnava had that feelings. Yeah, I am fallen soul. And everyone is very great soul. But I am great or fallen, anything may be, but I am servitor of you all. This is my feelings. It is my service given by Guru Maharaj. And at present I am in the Napoleon's chair, in the line of Guru Parampara. Guru Maharaj has given that chair to me, and I am feeling it is Napoleon's chair. And puja also will go that way. The fame for Gurudev, wealth for Narayan, and which is telling in Bengali Kamini, means omen, for Krishna. Our all the male or female Sharup, actually it is coming from Prakriti. Then we are all the supplier of enjoyment for Sri Krishna. And he is the enjoyer. Then all the fame going to the Gurudev, and I am also immediately telescopic system, it is sending to the lotus feet of my Guru Maharaj, and through Guru Parampara it is going to main Guru Lord Sri Krishna. In Brahma Sanghita we can see the Krishna himself giving this conception in this world through Brahma. That is our Guru Parampara. Then all wealth, all fame and
of enjoyment.
The puja, enjoyment for Krishna. We are the supplier. Which way we will supply all the transcendental mood of devotion can supply it, and we are trying to supply to Krishna for his satisfaction. I am very happy that you are learned, all learned, you know how to worship Lord Krishna, and how much happy Krishna here with association of you all. That's also inconceivable. Bhagavan Krishna himself in the scriptures, Jidaham tishtami vaikunthe yoginam hridayena cha mad bhakta yatra gayanti tatra tishtami narada. You all ready to hear about Krishna consciousness, then Krishna himself also present here, we can say, through this shloka. And we cannot see externally his manifestation. And what we will see, that's also not real vision. I told many times to the devotees this,
When I am going to Jagannath Puri, the Western devotee cannot enter by the law of Puri temple, inside of Puri temple. Western devotee cannot enter. And for that I am feeling always pain, and I do not want to go inside also. But when I am present in Puri, there is some courtesy. I must show my own self to Jagannath. And for that I am going once to the temple of Jagannath, and I am telling to Jagannath, I cannot see you, because Mahaprabhu have seen your form as Murali Madan, Sri Krishna, playing his flute, and Mahaprabhu was intoxicated to hear that flute. But where your that form I cannot see. I am only externally seeing your divine form as Jagannath Dev. But that's also not perfect for me. But why I come inside not to see you? I come inside to show my own self as a fallen soul, and I am presenting myself in front of you. You please bestow your mercy to me and my friends. This is my intention to go inside Jagannath temple. Actually, dikkhakale bhakta kare atma samarpan, sei kale krishna tare kare atma samarpan. Sei deha kare tar chidarandamay, aprakrita dehe krishne charana bhajay. Here mentioned very clearly the what ingredients we will give as offering to Krishna, that must be transcendental, otherwise not to go there. Then which way we make it transcendental? Through mantra. Through ithat we can say many things in this material world. Science now giving that email, we are sending through ether. We are sending the pictures, sound, everything, even blasting the bombs through ether. Everything we are doing. Then, like that, another media, transcendental world and this material world, we can transform some way it through mantram, and it will go to the Lord. This is the process given Mananat Trayate Iti Mantram. When you will meditate and it will take transcendental form, and we will go as offering to Lord. This is the process to offer our own self also. We can offer as ingredients, as servitor to Krishna. But Krishna taken or not, which way we will understand? We will understand if the associates of Krishna and non-different form of Krishna and representative of Krishna, if they are happy with me, then we must feel that I am successfully offer my own self and my ingredients. You all assembled here for hearing about Krishna consciousness. The Krishna, we are telling, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now which way he is Supreme Personality of Godhead? Because within Krishna, the quality and qualification, what is existing, that we nowhere will see Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radir Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. This sloka in Brahma Sangita we have got, and other many higher, the Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam Ete Changsa Kalapunsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, this sloka in Srimad Bhagavat. Muni Rishis, a long time they have done tapasya sadhana, and through that they research many things for us, for their own satisfaction they first started. But after starting, when they have got that conception, they think it is for everyone, not for me only. And this way they research so much. Natho urishidhya samatangra bhinnam. In the scripture we can say, Veda bivinna, smritayo bivinna, naso rishirjasya matangna bhinnam. He is not a rishi who cannot give new something to us in this world. That means he is research scholar, PhD degree, doctorate degree. Here we are getting, and in the spiritual world, they are also getting the title as a rishi. Then so many conceptions, all is spiritual and transcendental conception come out. Even all the religious leaders, they also given their sadhana paddhati,
path of method of practicing.
Method of practicing life for the devotional, they also distributed it. And everything wants to take us from the very down level to higher level. We heard about Christianity, about Mahamadism, about the Buddhism, and many religious leaders, and they all is our well-wisher and given that spiritual property to us. And we know it, and we have seen it. Every higher, many sadhu sannyasi, many fakir, many father, we have seen. And they are all is very auspicious and very spiritually enriched. And in their gift, we always giving honor. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, ye who have no honor externally, he also will get honor from you, you don't forget. Then Trinadapi Sunichena Tarorima Saishnuna Amanina Manodena Kirtaniya Sadahari. This is Mahaprabhu's conception. But only not for that. It is for the benefit of all the conditioned souls. Religion divided away, manifested in this material world. And all religion giving some spiritual benefit to everyone and lifting us from this material world to transcendental position. But everyone has some speciality. And to see that, we can say, where is our destination? They found their own destination. Some said, you will go to Behesht, Some said you will go to heaven. Some said you will get Nirvana Mukti. Some said you will go to Brahma. Many religious leaders, their feelings they expressed. And here Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, everything is perfect expression for their own Lord. But our expression little different from them, and that is we are telling and we are seeing and we are feeling the Supreme Personality. He must be reality, and reality must be beautiful. Then form of the reality beautiful as Krishna. Here if we will try to understand very easiest way, we can feel it in our heart. So all the quality must be in Supreme Personality of Godhead. And God Himself, when will come to our level, and Himself said, I am God, show me. I am giving you clear vision, see me. Arjuna wants to see. Oh, Prabhu, you told so many things about your own self. Please can show me little. And Krishna said, through your this eye, you cannot see it. Dibbam gadamite chakshu pashyame yogavaisharam. I am giving vision, now you see. It's also under control of mind. He is controlling the vision. Transcendental world, material world, every higher. His control, He shown that. With this vision, you only can see up to 2 kilometer or 2 mile or little far. And through some instrument you can see a little more. But that is not sufficient for infinite. But if you want to see the infinite form of mind, I must give you special vision for that. And that is infinite transcendental vision. Now you see. And Arjuna have seen Divi Surya Sahasrasya Bhaved Yugapatatthita Jadi Bhasadrishi Bhas Sat Bhasastasya Mahatmana. The thousands of sun at a time if will appear in the sky, that glory and that effulgence will give some idea about our Lord's manifestation. If you read Srimad Bhagavad Gita with faith and affection and love, you will feel manifestation of Lord in your heart. It is not dead matter. I am always telling this. And also, until this day, when every day I am reading some Gita sloka and seeing some Gita sloka, every day I can feel some new things. And I am surprised. The 50 years ago when I read Gita, maybe 55 years ago, I read Gita. That time also, this sloka, Yetamadi Deva Purusha Purana Tamasya Vishyasya Param Nidhanam. It is in the school. There also was reading book in class. Class 6, class 5, they are teaching in school. That time also we read this sloka, and this time also we are reading that sloka. But same sloka given different type of impression, different type of meanings and different type of feelings coming through this. It is depending upon mood of devotion. Then you will understand what is what. Why Krishna himself said, Yarjun sarvadharman parityajya, mam ekam saranam braja. Actually, God is one, but his different type of manifestation. For us, because we are not so qualified. One, dogs have some qualification. He can inquire where is some drugs in the suitcase or box or somewhere.
Yeah.
We are seeing the customs.
Right.
That they pushing the dog, see where is the drugs.
Right.
You bring it. That qualification, some special qualification of dog body. Like that, when a different type of quality and qualification manifested in this material world within the jiva souls, they will understand that type of manifestation of Lord. Someone telling the heaven, what is inside of the heaven, they know something about heaven, they have some idea, and given that idea to the people, and people is satisfied to get to heaven, then heaven is their destination. But in the line of Krishna consciousness, heaven is the middle position. And they are telling the bhur bhuva shah mahajana tapa satyalok, and crossing over that satyalok we are going to Viraja, then crossing Viraja to Brahmalok, then over that Brahmalok we are entering in that globe, transcendental, and there from outside we can see that globe is very light.
Right, right.
Light.
Very bright. Brilliant.
Effulgent and brilliant. From far we are seeing. But when we will enter into that globe, we can see Jyotira Bhantare Rupam Atram Shyama Sundaram. This all manifestation of Lord, if we will try to understand, we must, we will get it. But it is necessary some love, some affection and faith. Faith is the basis of all religion. Then you cannot abuse any religion. No one religion you can abuse. Every higher faith, and you first give your faith, it is possible. First you see with your faith. Then you will try to proceed and try to get that type of teacher who knows something about that world. Teacher is always necessary. We are telling guru in the religion school. But teacher, always we need some teacher from the after the womb of the mother, when we are coming out, from that time we need our teacher. And until death we need teacher. Our Guru Maharaj said to the devotees once, many times, but so one very strongly told, you are thinking you are all guru, but it is foolishness. Actually you are all student, and my feelings also today, up to date, my feelings, I am also a student. That we can understand everything if we are submissive. And if we want to know, first hankering is necessary for that. Otherwise, after hearing so many things, we are going as we are in that plane, the plane of exploitation, we are living, and after hearing so many things, still we are, if live in the plane of exploitation, that is unfortunate situation for us. Hearing from the sadhus, hearing from the masters, hearing from the divine personality. We will try for that something, and if we will try to get that knowledge, knowledge also will try to come to me. This is the nature of that knowledge. Transcendental knowledge, it is descending. You not will get from here, but if you will try to get it, it will descend to you. Make your own self as a good receiver. Television set, wire inside there, what inside there, few electronics, materials inside there. In the radio, few
components
inside there. But if you can adjust it properly and give some connection with some electricity, you will see miracle. Just someone talking with you. In telephone, there is America and India. Within a second, you can get connection. But this is possible. Now this age of scientist is helping us, not ousting us from this fateful level. If we are little intelligent, we will try to understand it. This science not making out from the transcendental world. Even Einstein, he himself told, we may not discover that world, but we feel something existing. And that something, rishis and munis, they given 5,000 years ago, we got that knowledge through the book form as a scriptures. If you will read Mahabharata, if you read the other scriptures, you will see inside how much the transcendental knowledge and mundane knowledge playing together inside. And you will be surprised to see how learned was Vedavyasa. He used the name of person, thousand persons' name he used in Mahabharata. We cannot believe. And so many instructions, so much knowledge, and so much transcendental feelings he given to us. But we will try to get it. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, it is also a part of Mahabharata. Mahabharata 1 lakh shlokas, and Bhagavad Gita only 700 shlokas. But within 700 shlokas, we will get all description about transcendental world, about transcendental knowledge, and feelings of Lord and devotion, and also different kind of relationship with Lord. Everything we will get through Bhagavad Gita. If attentively we will try to learn it, but first necessary to get a good teacher, then we not will be misguided. Inside of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, there are karma, there are jnana yoga, karma yoga, hatha yoga, bhakti yoga, everything described by Krishna, and question and answer. Inside there we can see so many question and answer. But finally Krishna, but given in his friend to Arjuna. That is miraculous. Krishna himself said to Arjuna, Arjuna, you are my dear friend. Then what I told, if you cannot follow properly anything, you don't worry for that. You surrender to me. And I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am taking charge of your whole account. You will do good or bad, done good or bad, or in future what you will do. Everything I shall take. And no reaction you will get. You surrendered to me. Sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja. This sloka is very famous sloka of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. But